You ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Here's your host and moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're having a lovely day. It's a beautiful, foggy day in San Francisco. I wish I could say the same in other parts of the Bay Area, but it's wonderful here. And we hope you will spend the next hour with us because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're welcoming your participation. That's very, very important. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. All you have to do is call in with a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, there's actually a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. So if you get stuck on the phone, it doesn't cost you anything. 866-798-8255. And just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER. That's all strung together in one word, mindsovermatter, at yahoo.com. Use it while you can. And if you would like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world. It has been done at kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And if you'd like a podcast of this show, and there are people that actually do, it's also at kalw.org. It should be available a few hours after our show tonight. Okay. All that being said, and we will start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. Kira Pace has thoughtfully given me two different introductions, so I'm going to read them both. And then you can pick out the one you like the best. Kira Pace spent today's San Francisco Marathon the same way she spends every San Francisco Marathon, asleep. Number two, Kira Pace hopes you enjoy tonight's show and reminds you to tip your waitresses. Though I only have one waitress at a time, so I'll say waitress.
Okay.
Singular.
Well, I don't know how many waitresses you have working this joint, but all of them should be tipped.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. Jeremy Horwitz can be seen today on Minds Over Matter if you have synesthesia.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, was at a trivia barbecue today. The trivia was supplied by the crowd. The barbecue was supplied by the 100-degree temperature.
All right. And we will begin tonight's game with Kira Pace.
Oh, I am so glad the fog is back. I agree with your introduction. Okay, sorry. Anyway, I have a couple rapid-fire questions followed by a list. So, tea, Earl Grey, hot, was the regular drink order of what television character?
Captain Picard from Star Trek, Next Generation.
Yes.
Very good.
And traditionally, Earl Grey is a blend of black tea and what additional ingredient?
Bergamot?
Yes, bergamot oil.
There you go.
Oops. So that is my most important crop. tea is very important to me. But based on annual production and average yields, what are the world's 10 most important crops? And I'll give you guys maybe two each or so.
Are these gray market or black market or real?
No, they're real food crops. Millions of tons grown each year.
Sorghum.
Soy and sorghum, I thought, would be the hardest. Yes, soy and sorghum are two of the 10.
Wheat.
Wheat is the number two crop in the world.
Rice. My years living in Kansas finally paying off.
Rice.
Rice is also one. That's the number three crop.
All right. I'll stop there.
Okie doke.
And if you would read the question once more.
Sure. Based on annual production and average yields, what are the world's 10 most important crops? And we already have sorghum, soybean, rice, and wheat.
All right. And Jeremy, you go ahead.
Sure. All right. I have four questions on presidential last words. Reportedly. I'll just give you the last words, and you tell me the president. Thomas Jefferson survives.
John Adams.
Indeed. You're both right. And he's still dead. I wish you to understand the true principles of government. I wish them carried out. I ask nothing more.
This is a 19th century president.
Correct.
Go on to the next one.
Sure. No, you certainly can't. Now, context, a little hint of context might help with this one. It was in response to Nellie Connolly.
Oh, John Kennedy?
It is, yes.
All right.
Indeed, Nellie Connolly, the First Lady of Texas at the time.
Right.
And lastly, she won't think anything about it. This was to his wife, because his wife was worried about the president and the First Lady holding hands in public at the theater.
Oh. Well, then.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a cliff there, I guess.
I can definitely pick up this low-hanging fruit and say Lincoln.
Right. Right.
Jefferson Davis. No.
All right. Abraham Lincoln, we're so.
Indeed.
Okay. All right. So which read the one.
The outstanding one.
Yeah.
Sure. I wish you to understand the true principles of government. I wish them carried out. I ask nothing more. And he was addressing a future president, by the way.
I was going to say, is it Harrison? Because I
more
William Henry Harrison.
Indeed, it is. Yes.
17th
very good.
President.
All right.
Or 30, I guess. I think he lasted most of a month.
Since we did get those, why don't you ask us another question?
Sure. What New Yorker is the only person to win 3 solo screenwriting Academy Awards?
Solo screenwriting Academy Awards.
Yes.
Can you give us the would it give it away if you told us the decade that they won them in?
I don't think so. The 50s for one of them and the 70s for the other two.
Mario Puzo, is that too early for the first one?
That's, I think, too early for the first one. He certainly has at least one.
Yeah.
But shared.
Solo.
Yes.
Did this person write novels as well?
I actually don't know. He did write a lot of TV, though, as well.
Patty Chayefsky?
There it is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Marty, The Hospital, and Network.
All right. There we go. Okay. Well, let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, Weston from San Leandro.
Hi.
Let's see, for the crops, corn has got to be one, right?
Corn is the number one crop, because not only is it used for food, it's also for ethanol. So, yes.
Cool, and I have 2 questions for you guys.
Yes.
Let's see. The words snout and toe are, of course, like, they usually are described, like, as a part of a body for animals or something. But they're also both words that refer to one specific part of a geologic formation. Can you name what this formation, geologic structure is?
Volcano? I don't know.
No.
So it's a natural geologic structure.
Yeah.
How about a glacier?
That's it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
It's also called the terminus, too. It's like the end, which either like goes forward or recedes. And in the category of glaciers, of course, there's a ton of like glaciers and ice flows in the polar regions, like Antarctica or Greenland and such. But besides polar regions, so non-polar regions, and we look at the top 5 longest glaciers, there's 3 of them in one country. Do you guys have a guess for what it might be?
Is it Switzerland?
No.
Austria?
No.
Okay.
So you're thinking the wrong continent.
So when you say there's 3 of them in one country, I'm sorry, did you say that there are 3 of the longest? Is that what you, was that your question?
Yeah. 3 of the longest glaciers of the top 5 are in one country.
And not European.
Is it a South American country?
No, it's Asian.
Is it an African country?
Asian. Like,
no.
Oh, he said
Asia?
Just, yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
The only reason I know it, because he said it.
Ah.
Right. An Asian country, then.
Probably not desert.
No. And so.
Kazakhstan's big.
Asian. No.
But Nepal is high.
It's
neither
not
of those, but you guys are close.
Oh.
It's Bhutan.
So tiny.
Well, Nepal?
Nope.
China?
No.
Mongolia, because it has the Gobi Desert, and I'm going backwards here.
No, actually.
So you said Kazakhstan was fairly close.
Yes.
Close geographically.
Kyrgyzstan, then? Which
no.
is also in the mountains.
I
Turkmenistan.
Just start naming stands.
Tajikistan.
Uzbekistan.
Afghanistan.
Pakistan.
It's actually Pakistan.
Pakistan. Oh. All right.
Makes sense. And that was one of my first 30s. Yeah, that's three of the top five, and then the other two are actually Tajikistan and Chile. Oh, and I'm pretty sure
that's why I said South America.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's updated, but they may have fluctuated. But they're pretty close. The top three are like 48 miles long, 47 miles long, 42 miles long.
Changes yeah. every day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And all right, let me ask you a couple of questions here. What is the most used natural resource in the world after air and water?
Corn. Didn't we already?
Nope.
Helium.
No.
Hydrogen.
No.
Coal.
It's something you can hold in your hand. At least part of it.
And
natural
not coal?
Resource.
What is the most used natural resource after air and water in the world?
Salt?
No. That's a decent
I like
guess.
That. Yeah.
Ooh, I aims for decent.
oil.
No.
Which? No.
Not, so I don't think petroleum, which I guess is kind of along those lines. I think it's going to be some sort of mineral. You said hold in your hand, so it's not going to be gaseous. So.
I mean, you can hold a piece of it in your hand,
right.
is what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it's not going to be helium then.
And it's a solid thing.
Maybe iron?
No.
Is it elemental? Is it synonymous with a single element, like iron, for example, is?
I would say not.
Okay.
So, once more, what is the most used natural resource in the world after air and water?
Oh, sand?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sand. Very good. Excellent. Okay. What is the single most searched for pornography term in the U.S.?
Oh. Oh, no. Hold on. No, it's... No, they're... Oh, shoot.
Now and it's something you can say on the air.
Yeah, I assumed.
No, it's something just revolting, like family-related, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
It's not stepbrother or stepsister.
Okay, no, because that's that,
that
is
comes
high
up.
Up. That is high up there.
All right.
Let's see.
One guess.
I'll hold my guess. You do your guess, and then I'll do my other guess.
Wow. What a landmine. Impressive. Naked.
Nope.
Somehow I thought that was wrong.
What is the single most searched for pornography term in the U.S.? And all right, since you got the first question, I'll ask one more.
Is it booty?
No, it's not booty.
Okay.
Another word for pirate treasure.
Right. That's.
She is a third grade girl from London who is as tall as five apples and as heavy as three.
Smurfette?
What's that?
Smurfette?
No.
No, that's not it. That's right. The three apples high, I jumped on that.
She is a third grade girl from London who is as tall as five apples and as heavy as three. Who am I talking about?
No idea. Matilda.
No.
Third grade girl from London. I'm guessing she's fictional.
All right.
Why would they measure in apples? All right.
Leave that out.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Janice from San Francisco.
Hi, Janice.
Hello. On the most searched porn term, is it 69?
It is not. That's an excellent guess, but no, it is not.
You can say that on the radio. Yeah.
This is the most interesting show I've been on so far.
Ask the question.
Well, I was going to say lesbian or girl on girl.
Lesbian.
Yeah. Nice.
The single word right. lesbian. All right.
All right. So on crops, yes. I am going to go with potatoes first.
Potatoes is number four.
Okay. Oats?
No. Oh, bell for potato, by the way.
No.
What about hull?
No, not hull either.
Barley?
No.
That's good.
Peppers?
No. I will say that with potatoes, you're halfway to another answer.
Onions?
No.
Okay. Well, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So is it a root vegetable then, some sort of root?
Yes. You're literally halfway to another answer.
Tomato?
No.
Oh.
Carrot?
I'm trying to get three of the letters to work.
No.
Carrots?
No.
Pot?
No.
That's halfway.
And next call? Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Somebody got corn and somebody got sand. How about rye?
That's a good guess.
No, not rye.
And then I'm going to go with lentils?
No. Wow. That's a great guess, but no.
Thank you. It's Sal from Atlanta, by the way. Okay, I got a question. There were only 5 films where 2 Best Actress awards were nominated for the 2 lead actresses. One's kind of a low-hanging fruit. It was just on TMC last night. But there were 5, and of these 9 women, only 1 won. So obviously one of them was nominated twice.
So go over the question. I'm not sure I quite got that. Go ahead.
There were 5 instances over the years when there were 2 lead actresses and both of them were nominated for Best Actress.
Okay. All right.
But of all those awards that were nominated, there was 9 people because one of these people were nominated in 2 different movies and only 1 person won, and it's that person that was in 2 different movies.
Oh,
she won for one of those movies.
Well, one of them is all about
Eve.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm
so
that's the low-hanging
fruit.
That's the low-hanging
fruit. When that was on last night, that's what made me look up to see the others that other times this happened.
And could you give us the decades of the other ones?
Yeah, let's see. There was one in the 50s, one in the 80s, two in the 90s. Let me just see. Okay, so we have Anne Bancroft.
Was one the Shirley MacLaine, Anne Bancroft, the turning point?
Yes.
All right.
Over 11 at the Oscars.
Neither of them won either.
Neither
of them won for that movie.
Right.
What about 77? Silkwood or Terms of Endearment?
Terms of Endearment. So who is that?
Very good.
Oh, that's
Shirley
MacLaine. Yeah,
Deborah Winger and Shirley MacLaine.
And what's unique about that one?
Well, Shirley MacLaine did win.
She did win. She's the only one that did win. So there's one more.
Okay. The one from the 50s is the one I'm trying to figure out.
Correct.
Wait, did we figure out the 2 from the 90s?
There is one more from the 90s.
Oh.
So the one from the 50s.
It's the late 50s.
Right.
It's probably the toughest one.
It's not Separate Tables, is it?
No.
Is that David Niven?
Yeah.
No.
Not for Best Actor.
The one from the 90s should be an obvious one.
Really? So no one won for it.
It was probably the most, 2 female leads that were really the whole movie.
Thelma and Louise?
Oh, nice.
Correct.
Nice.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
So that's nice.
Don't get me started on Ridley Scott.
The last one was 1959, so we can get this done.
Oh, Suddenly Last Summer.
Correct. And who are they?
Catherine Hepburn and Elizabeth Taylor.
Very good. You got them all.
All right.
Great show. Thanks.
All right. Can we put you on hold for a second?
Sure.
Somebody has a question. David has a question for you. Hold on. Thank you. And that's for everybody. In the meantime, Kira, you go ahead.
Okay. A World Heritage Site is a landmark or area that's been officially recognized by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO. What country has the most UNESCO World Heritage Sites? With 53.
Does this correspond to the size of the country?
No.
Mexico.
It does kind of correspond to the fact that UNESCO is a European...
France, it is.
No, it's not
Belgium?
France.
Belgium? No, too small.
France is close.
Geographically?
Yes.
All right. I can even...
Well,
Luxembourg, clearly.
How about Spain?
No, not Spain.
Germany. I'll go the other way.
Germany.
No.
Really? There's not much left. Austria.
No.
The Netherlands. Belgium.
Down. Go south.
Oh, Malta.
Go coastal.
Italy.
Italy. There you go.
All right. Monaco.
Yeah. Right. So the United States currently has the 10th most number of World Heritage Sites with 23. Of these 23, which UNESCO U.S. site has the highest number of annual visitors with 11.3 million people in 2016?
Grand Canyon?
No, you'd think that.
I did.
Yeah. But no. I will say that it's also the United States' most visited national park.
Yellowstone?
Nope.
Wow.
Well, no. The most visited national park.
Something out east?
It's not Yosemite. It's it's not Yellowstone. It's
no, at least both of those have more than a million visitors a year. Yellowstone gets 4.3 million. Yosemite gets 5 million. This one has 11.3 million.
So. Smoky Mountains, something
it
like
is.
That.
The oh, Great Smoky Mountains.
All right,
very
good.
Park.
All right, good job.
And then finally, what are the other 8 countries in the top 10 list of countries with the most World Heritage Sites? So we have Italy is at number 1. U.S. is at number 10.
Is China?
China's number 2, 52 nice. Sites.
Oh, I'll stop there.
Russia, because it's very big.
Russia is number 9 with 28 sites.
All right. Leave the rest of it out. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call if you have a question or answer for us. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Our panel tonight, Kira Pace, Jeremy Horowitz. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Ed in Massachusetts.
Hi, Ed.
How are everybody doing?
Good, thank you.
Let me see a couple answers. As tall as 5 apples, is that Hello Kitty?
It is Hello Kitty.
Very nice.
Yes.
Wait, Hello Kitty's
from
London? Don't
even ask me how I know that one.
Wow.
I kind of do want to know how you know that one.
The crop is the one that we were halfway to with potatoes. Is that sweet potatoes?
That's exactly right. Sweet potatoes.
And then a couple other guesses I have. How about olives?
No.
That's a good guess.
It is a good guess.
I'm guessing with olive oil.
Some martinis.
Sugar?
Nope.
Or beets?
No.
Well, then I'll take my bell for sweet potatoes and be happy.
Right.
World Heritage Country, the United Kingdom?
Yes, they're number 8, 31 sites.
Okay. And that does it for my answers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is kind of a niche sort of a movie question. I was watching a Clint Eastwood movie lately, and that got me thinking. So I went and looked up on Rotten Tomatoes. What are the 10 highest rated, presumably best, Clint Eastwood movies?
Well, Million Dollar Baby.
Sure, Unforgiven. Let's go with the best
pictures. Hang on. This is movies starring Clint, not the ones...
That's both of those.
...just directed by him. And I'm also taking out, there's a movie with 100% rating called A Personal Journey with Martin Scorsese through American Movies, but I took that one out. So just, you know, the entertainment movies.
What about Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil?
Well, no,
he's not in that. He just directed it. Okay.
But he did direct it.
Yeah. Sure.
So are we including then Million Dollar Baby and Unforgiven?
Million Dollar Baby, I think I'm including, but it's not here. It's not on my list.
Oh, that's pretty surprising. It was popular.
Now, I will say his top 10 as percentages are from 94% and up. So these are, you know, he's made some good movies.
Sure. First, Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry is number 4.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is number 2.
For a few dollars more, let's do all 3.
let me see. A Few Dollars More is number 10.
High Plains Drifter.
High Plains Drifter is number 3.
So did
you
guess?
Full of Dollars. Yep, sorry, Kira, go ahead.
That's okay.
Fistful of Dollars is rated his number 1 movie.
Wow, all right. Fair enough.
let's see.
Sudden Impact.
No.
Strangely enough, I don't think any of those 5 are going to work.
Let's see. There's 2 more Westerns.
Uh-huh.
A couple of cop movies.
A couple of cop movies. We did most of the Dirty Harry ones, too.
In the Line of Fire.
In the Line of Fire is number 6.
I assume you were counting that as a cop movie?
What's that?
Were you counting that as a cop movie?
Yeah.
That's pretty copy. That's fair enough.
How about Absolute Power?
Oh, yeah.
I like that movie,
no,
but
forgot
nobody
about that.
Else does.
Yeah. Gene Hackman probably likes it.
Yeah.
And there's one that's kind of outside of any of his genres.
Huh.
Oh, what about, right? Oh, what's
A Personal
any
Journey
way, No,
Scorsese.
No, any way, any which way but can, loose.
Or Every Which Way.
Every
I
which
liked
way.
It, but I yeah. liked it when no. I was in high school.
Okay.
One of the best orangutan movies out there.
I'm just saying, that's very few of his movies.
No,
movies had orangutan.
All right, go ahead and fill in the rest for us.
There are 4 left. Coming in at number five was Escape from Alcatraz.
Oh, okay. That makes perfect
sense. That was the sort of non-genre movie I was referring to. Then we've got The Outlaw Josie Wales.
Oh, jeez.
Unforgiven.
Got that.
And Coogan's Bluff.
Oh, I could never have named that.
Ooh, Hang 'em High.
Yeah,
about that.
So, yeah, Hang 'em High I recently saw, and I would have put that in there in the top ten. Mm. But that's it.
Well, thanks, Ed.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good night.
Good night. And Jeremy, your turn.
Sure. I've got three questions that I put under a category I loosely called Better Known As. So the first question, Horatio and Magellan are the first two names of what serial mascot?
Captain
Crunch.
Oh.
It is Captain Crunch, yes.
Yeah.
Patricia Reichardt is the full name of a fictional character best known how? Patricia Reichardt.
That's the full name of a fictional character better known as something.
Yes.
That's the name of a fictional character better known. How is the fictional character known by a pet name or a slang name?
A nickname, I'd say, is completely reasonable description.
Yeah. Oh, is this going to be like some Judy Blume character?
No. The character debuted in 1966, August 22nd, in fact. In a comic strip. The date is mostly relevant because it's my birthday,
In a comic strip?
Yes.
Is this character the star of the comic strip?
No. But
Then it's in Peanuts, isn't it?
Indeed.
Mm. So it's Patty.
It is Peppermint Patty. Yeah.
Peppermint Patty.
Yep. And the last one? Though better known by nicknames, Jonas Grumby and Roy Hinckley were two of the seven main characters on what 60s TV series?
Gilligan's Island.
Indeed. You were there before I was halfway done with the question.
All right, give us one other because we answered that.
What is the best-known product by the McElhaney Company of Avery Island?
Tabasco.
Indeed.
Right. All right. Let me give you this fairly long question. And this is these are Hall of Fame advertising taglines. So what I'm going to do is, for instance, KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. If I said KFC 1952, what would you say?
Finger looking good.
Correct. Okay. So I'm going to give you the company and the year, and I want you to tell me the famous tagline that goes with them. So one guess each. Number one, United Airlines 1966.
Fly the Friendly Skies?
Yes. Okay. All right. That's yours.
My dad used to work for them, so I should probably know that.
Number two, Camel Cigarettes 1921. Number three, Timex Watches, 1953.
That's Licking and Keeps on Ticking.
Okay, so now you both have yours.
All right.
So let me just start that again. The ones we have now available are Camel Cigarettes, 1921, Playtex, 1936, Esso, ESSO, 1964. Pork Industry Board.
that's great.
And there's no. I don't have a year on that. Lay's 1961, and Alka-Seltzer 1966. So, ones we have left. Give me the tagline, the famous tagline that goes that started during these years with these companies. Camel Cigarettes 1921, Playtex 1936, Esso 1964. The Pork Industry Board, I think that was in the late 70s, Lay's 1961, and Alka-Seltzer 1966, so leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have a guess for the Esso tagline.
Yes.
Was it Put a Tiger in Your Tank?
That's correct. There you go.
Okay, and I have a guess for Alka-Seltzer. Was it Plop Plop Fizz Fizz, What a Relief It Is?
No.
Oh, that was later. For crops, is jute one of them?
No.
Okay. How about palm, as in palm oil?
No. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what I got. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
And again, if you'd like to join us, the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter, every Sunday at 7 p.m., 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I believe this is me.
It is you.
Laurie. And Laurie and Rob gave you guys money, so Okay, be happy. Okay, pork the other white meat. Michener.
Yes, pork the other
James
white
Michener,
meat.
James Michener, who my mom adored. She'd always make this weird snorting sound when he spoke. I knew the sweet potato thing. There's a difference between yams. So they use the word yams in America and sweet potatoes, but we don't have yams.
Actually two different vegetables, and yams is on the list separately. So
okay, and they don't have anything in common, and they don't have them in the U.S. They just call them yams for the heck of it. It's
maybe
a long story.
We call them bison.
Don't even ask. What about soybeans?
Soybeans, somebody already got that.
Okay, sorry. And then, let's see. Hold on. Camels killed my grandpa, so I'm not thrilled with them. And
I don't think that's the slogan, though. But
I know. I wish I knew the slogan. I don't know. Playtex is probably a bra thing, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Tight and high?
No.
No, I think back in that day it was lift and separate.
That's correct.
Well, you're right.
It lifts and separates. That's
yes, of course.
Sorry, I wasn't guessing.
Yeah.
Doesn't everyone want that to happen?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to the visitors, UNESCO. What about Iraq or Iran?
No, they are not among the top 10. They both have some, but not in the top 10.
All right, then. Well, that's it. Thanks. What about plantains?
Plantains is the number 10. Absolutely right.
Woohoo! Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Take it.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Yeah, I just got beaten on a couple of the food crops, but I don't know if any fruit popped up. Is bananas on the list?
No, plantains made it, but bananas did not.
Hmm. Okay, bananas just off. Okay. And then maybe grapes, but I don't know if it's just for food consumption or if they're talking about wine also.
It would be talking about all of them, but no, not in the top 10.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the Lay's, is it the Bet You Can't Eat Just One?
That's right.
That's okay. That old. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had a question for you.
Okay.
Googling this about music that appears in movies.
All right.
And it's a general consensus of looking around at different sites that say these are the most overused songs in movie history. And these three movies are near the top of every list. I'd say they rank at the top, if you were to say take them as a consensus. And one would be considered a standard, and the other two are sort of more popular or recent music.
So we're guessing
you want three songs.
The three songs. Most right, used songs in movie history.
Adagio for Strings.
And actually, since they were written, they have appeared in the most number of movies.
So
I'm sorry,
I just wanted to ask how old the songs are, roughly.
One is, I'm not going to tell you, it's 80 plus years old.
Okay.
Maybe even 90 plus years old.
Is that one like Happy Birthday? The Happy Birthday song?
Oh, that's a really good guess.
No, these are more standards. They're not. Okay. It's not like incidental or.
All right. Great American Songbook kind of stuff.
Exactly. Well, this one is Great American Songbook, sure. Definitely.
The other two. What? How old are they?
The other two are like more like rock, pop, kind of more contemporary.
Hmm.
And when I say them, you'll say, oh, yeah, they appear in lots of movies.
So is one of them sort of like a Motown song, like a Baby Love or something?
No, Motown. No.
Beatles.
No. If I told you the first movie that one of
them... Oh, Unchained Melody?
Oh, that's good.
Unchained Melody makes almost every list, but it's not the very top.
Is it maybe like California Dreamin' or something Beach Boys?
No.
No. Okay.
The first one, Danny, you'd know this. The movie it's most famous for, I think it was maybe the fifth or sixth movie it ever appeared in.
The fifth or sixth?
If I told you the year the movie it's most famous for, 1939.
So Gone with the Wind.
Oh, Over the Rainbow?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
That's actually appeared in more movies than any other song.
I almost said Singing in the Rain.
Right. Right.
Okay. That's in a lot of things.
Yeah, which
too.
Is another one, right? Exactly.
That's
been almost 200 movies now.
Wow.
Okay.
And then two '80s songs.
One is from the '60s,
oh,
and one is from the '70s.
So neither's from the 80s. All right.
And it's kind of rock pop then. So it's the 60s one.
It's what about like Satisfaction, something Stones?
No.
Or is it a one-hit wonder kind of song, or is it a...
Yes, more or less. This is the band's by far most famous song.
Okay. Oh, how about... Is Walking on Sunshine one?
That's 80s.
That's another one that shows up on every list.
Because they use that a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. It's cliche.
Wild Thing?
But I know that's 80s.
Wild Thing. That's
Wild
a good,
Thing is another one that shows up
that's
on every
a good
list.
Guess.
60s originally, yeah.
Katrina and the Waves.
Right.
From Katrina Leskinich from not far from where I grew up in Kansas.
Gosh, I don't think we're going to get it.
Well, okay. So one of them is a disco song.
Oh!
Staying Alive.
Staying Alive.
All right, good.
Yeah, that's already been in 100 movies.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
And then the other one first showed up in Dennis Hopper and
Blue Velvet.
No. In the sit from the 60s.
Easy Rider.
Easy Rider.
Get Your Motor. The Steppenwolf. Born to Be Wild.
Yeah. Exactly. That's yeah.
All right.
Generally consensus the most overused song in movies.
Good question. I like that.
There you go. Not at all. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye.
Let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Kira, what do you have?
I am looking for the last of the world's 10 most important crops. It is one that's not that popular in this country, I don't think. But
why don't you read the ones you
resistant.
Have and then...
okay, well, we have corn, wheat, rice, potatoes, soybean, sweet potatoes, sorghum, yams, and plantain. Looking for the last one.
Okay. Was oats on that list?
It is not on that list, or this list.
That was wrong. Got
it. Yeah. And then I'm also looking for, of the countries, the top 10 countries with the most World Heritage Sites, missing five of them. We have Italy, the United States, Russia, the UK, and China.
All right. And Jeremy?
Yeah. I was just thinking about UNESCO countries. Japan's a country, right?
It is, and it's not on this list.
All right, we got that out of the way. Let's see. All right, singer Carly Simon's father, speaking of 80s movie music, singer Carly Simon's father, Dick, is probably most famous business-wise for his involvement with what company?
Simon & Schuster.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can ask another.
But was there anything that hadn't been answered yet? That you
I'm sorry. No, there wasn't anything that hadn't been answered.
All right.
Sorry.
That was fine.
I've been asking two easy questions that are too easy.
And all right. So what I have left here? All I have left is give the Hall of Fame advertising tagline for these companies. So I gave you the name of the company and the year. In example, United Airlines 1966, and Kira got Fly the Friendly Skies.
That was
Jeremy, I'm sorry. So the only ones we have left are Camel Cigarettes 1921 and Alka-Seltzer 1966. And since you gave your question, I will do one here. Okay. All right. What time is it? Okay, I'm going to give you some world currencies. I will name, let's see, I will name the...
the dollar.
I will name the currencies, and you tell me what country they belong to. Okay, right. Here we go. Number one, the lek, L-E-K. Number two, the tala, T-A-L-A. Number three, the sol, S-O-L. Number four, the cordoba, which is a beautiful leather. C-O-R-D-O-B-A.
Isn't that a Chrysler?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ricardo Montalbán.
Number five, the Dirham, D-I-R-H-A-M. And number six, the Kip, K-I-P. So these are world currencies. I want you to match them up with the, or give me the correct country for them. Number one, the lek. Number two, the tala. Number three, the sol. Number four, the cordoba. Number five, the Dirham. Number six, the kip.
Is the dirham, is that Turkey?
It is not.
They're on the lira, I believe.
But
okay.
It's
Turkish lira.
You are...
In the neighborhood?
You have the right religion.
Oh, yeah. That way. Christianity and Islam?
just Islam.
Okay.
And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Did you have a guess?
Sure. Let's guess that the Sol is in Honduras.
No, but you're geographically not dramatically away.
A similar language by any chance?
Yes, yeah, a similar language. Very good. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter, Glen Park.
Hey, Peter.
For crops, how about coffee?
No, you'd think, but it is not coffee.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised, too.
How about for UNESCO countries, Israel?
No, not Israel.
Okay. Well, I got a question.
All right.
In the 1940s, Hitler used terror weapons in his bid to conquer the British Isles. 1900 years before him, the Roman Emperor Claudius used a terror weapon in his more successful bid to conquer Britain. What was the terror weapon that Claudius used?
It's going to be like a catapult or something. I don't know.
No.
Greek fire?
No.
Let's see.
Something that came from about as far away in the Roman Empire as you could go.
Elephant.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
Yes, the elephant. Good guess. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Seed. So, a couple of very quick questions. The first one, I always fascinated by names, the origin of names. So I asked you about Deborah and Sarah and Nora and all that. Now I'm asking about Sheila. It actually is derived from old English. What does it mean? What, you know, if you have a friend, girlfriend, or a wife, or whatever, her name is Sheila. What Sheila means in old English?
Beautiful.
Very surprising answer, actually.
Then probably not that.
Huh?
Jeremy guessed beautiful, but...
No.
Shana.
Far away from that.
Oh, far away from that.
Yeah. Ugly.
No.
All right.
No, oh. Sheila is always beautiful. I'll give you the answer because I have another question. It means death, believe it or not. Death.
Death.
Death, yeah. It means death. Okay. Old English. Okay, second question. Beside having a lot of fun with Cleopatra, Julius Caesar stole the ancient Egyptian calendar, which we use today, which is 12 months, 7 days a week, and 365 days, and even the new, it was plus a quarter day, leap year and not leap year. They used the star Sirius and the Nile rising at the same time to create the year. That was actually as far as 7,000 years ago. But there is only one country in the world which does not use 12 months.
Ethiopia.
Use 13 months.
Ethiopia.
Say it again? No, there is a country in the world.
Oh, no, it absolutely is Ethiopia. 13 months.
Oh, how do you know that? How did you know that?
She knows trivia.
You're clever. You're a very clever guy. Thank you much. Have a very good
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Sparky Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Kira, crop.
Sparky. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. How about cotton?
Oh, you had the cotton. I was excited, but no. It's not cotton.
Darn. Dang.
Communism?
It's not communism either.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's your clue. It starts with ca.
Anything else, Sparky?
Oh, yeah. Coffee. No, someone has already said coffee.
Doesn't also start with ca, though.
Yeah. Camel cigarettes. I'd walk a mile for a camel.
That's correct. Nice.
And Alka-Seltzer, I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
That's correct also.
Good. Get Maddie that one. Right. And we're done.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
And Kira, it is your turn.
Okay. Well,
brevity is the soul of wit.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'll do this one because these all go quickly. According to the Nielsen ratings, 19 of the 20 most watched television broadcasts in the United States have been Super Bowls. What is the single scripted television episode to be in this top 20?
The finale of...
MASH.
Yep, that is correct. Nice
Goodbye,
tag team.
Goodbye, farewell,
yes,
and amen.
And for the past couple of years, the 10 most watched broadcasts each year have been political programming, sports-related, or the Academy Awards. In 2015, a single scripted program made the top 10, the season finale of what NBC show? That I had no idea was so popular.
The 20th season of Friends. No. NBC.
It's an NBC show. I mean, I've heard of it. I did not realize it was so popular, but
it's
evidently
a scripted
it is.
Show.
Scripted
is it,
show.
Is it a drama?
Yes.
Okay, hour-long drama, I assume.
Hour-long drama.
Does it involve cops or lawyers? Primarily.
It's not Law and Order.
Okay,
that's
thanks.
Where you're going.
Well, yeah. They were off the air by then, but yeah. Yeah.
It's not ER. That was off the air, too.
Yeah.
Nez, yes.
All right, leave that out.
Okay.
Leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
The 10 most important crops, could it be my least favorite tobacco?
It's not.
Oh, that's...
That's a great
that's
answer,
a great
and
guess.
It's not.
That's a great guess.
My most favorite tomatoes?
It's not that either.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
And Jeremy has something quick, relatively
sure.
short.
Yeah. Something quick, relatively short. What artist's only competitive Grammy wins were in 1968 for How Great Thou Art, in 1973 for He Touched Me, and in 1975 for How Great Thou Art Live?
George Harrison.
All in the Best Inspirational Sacred Performance category.
Is it George Harrison?
It is not.
Oh.
But this person has had more Billboard Hot 100 Top 40 singles than anyone.
Did you read this titles one?
Sure. How Great Thou Art, the 1968 album. He Touched Me, a 1973 album, and then the single How Great Thou Art Live from 1975.
Sounds like a lawsuit to me.
Yeah. Is it Elvis?
It is Elvis.
Okay.
All right.
His only Grammys were in basically religious music.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, for the World Heritage Sites, I can't believe that you didn't guess Egypt. Is Egypt?
No, it's there are quite a few, but not in the top 10.
Not Egypt. Okay, what about Afghanistan?
No.
France?
Yes, France is number 4 with 43.
Oh, yay. I got beat out on my walk a mile for a camel, but I still think camels killed my grandpa would have been a much better slogan. And what about, is it Benson and Hedges that was what? It's a question.
Is that Benson and Hedges a silly millimeter longer, or no, is that, that's not.
I might be wrong about which one it was. okay, so I'll ask you the other way around. Here's the slogan, I'd rather fight than switch. What was it?
That's Winston. Winston.
My
favorite of all time was another camel slogan, which was, not a cough in the carload. But
take that to the bank.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right. I have a president question here. It's pretty tough. Which president had a grandfather who fought at Gettysburg and is buried in the same Gettysburg cemetery where Lincoln spoke? Which president had a grandfather who fought at Gettysburg, and this person is buried in the same Gettysburg cemetery, graveyard, where Lincoln spoke, the Gettysburg Address?
Wilson.
Nope.
That is a president.
I'm thinking it's going to be early 20th century president.
Taft.
No.
Although, yeah. Wait, so the grandfather is buried?
Not the president, the grandfather.
All right, because I know where Taft is buried. Not exactly, but
Arlington. In a big box.
Yes, a very big box, yes. I'm going to say Johnson.
No.
Just for the two of them, even though the other one's obviously wrong.
But no.
No, I'm just guessing. President's in a
is
rough
win.
Not Hoover.
Okay. Am I in the right general time frame?
Well, it's in 20th century.
Okay.
Coolidge.
Early, yeah.
No. So once more, which president had a great-grandfather who fought in the Battle of great-grandfather. I'm sorry. Did I say grandfather? I apologize.
I'm not getting it either way.
All right. Which president had a great-grandfather who fought at Gettysburg and is buried in the same Gettysburg graveyard where Lincoln spoke the Gettysburg Address?
Eisenhower.
No.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Yeah, this is Miles from San Francisco.
Hi, Miles.
So the sol is the currency of Peru.
That is correct. Excellent.
And they've renamed it. It's now the Nuevo Sol.
Oh. All right. the new sol.
So that's all I have. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
I have an answer to the KIP currency.
Okay.
Laos?
That is right. Nice. Have you been to Laos? Is that why you knew that?
No, I just learned about South Asia, South Asian history, and I came across it.
Excellent. Good job.
Thank you.
Yes, the kip is the currency of Laos, and sol is Peru. And if we have a, let's see, we have a couple of lines open. If you'd like to give us a call, 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. I will open it up to see if either one of you has a short question.
I have a quick guess for the dirham. Is it Iraq?
It is not.
Okay, sorry.
Sure. James Farley, who managed FDR's first two presidential campaigns, was the first guest on what still-running TV show?
Meet the Press.
Yep.
Also has the largest post office in the world named after him.
He was Postmaster General. I guess that makes sense. I would guess Ben Franklin for that if I had to, but...
Kira, do you have something?
I do. I also have a category called Better Known As, so I will give you one from that. The provinces of Alava, Biscay, and Guipuscoa are better known as what?
Oh, the provinces.
Do these make up the entirety of a country?
Oh, well, I suppose that depends on whom you ask.
Well, Biscay.
Kosovo.
I'm sorry? Biscay, yeah.
So are those the Atlantic provinces of France? France has something...
No.
Or an overseas departments? No.
No, Chechnya. No. I mean. No, no, you're geographically much closer.
Well, Biscay is... The Bay of Biscay is right. Off France.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Miami, but...
That's Biscayne.
Yeah.
And... Okay. So the provinces are better known as...
Yes.
Alava, Biscay, and what's the third one?
It's Alava, Biscay, and Guipuscoa. Guipuzcoa.
All right.
Which I think is the telltale one, Biscay puts you geographically in an area.
Andorra.
No.
Monaco.
No.
They're better known as... Okay, leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is John Bernal Heights.
Hi, John.
And I have, I'm going to suggest an answer for the crops.
Mm-hmm.
Millet.
No, not millet.
No, not millet. Okay, I also had UNESCO sites. I'm thinking maybe Turkey.
No.
That's a good guess.
It is a good
guess.
Or
Egypt.
No, not Egypt.
No, Greece?
You would think Greece, but no.
I
think it's because Greece gets theirs lumped together.
Considering all the antiquities in all those places, but
yeah.
I guess I'm on the wrong track. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
What about the Federated States of Micronesia?
They've got one.
Oh, right.
How about Jordan?
No.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yeah. Is sugar one of the crops?
No, you'd think it would be, but it's not.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, my name is James, and I have one for you.
Okay, James.
There are three plants that their seeds used to be spread by animals which ate them. Those three plants now have no animal large enough to spread the seeds, and we're familiar with all three of them. What are those plants?
So plants with big seeds.
That's right.
Are they
cashew?
Would you find them in California in a native sense?
You could.
And you said these are plants as opposed to, say, trees.
Yes. Well, let's see. An avocado tree, for instance, is that's I'm giving you one of them right there. That is a tree, but we're talking about the fruit itself, you know. Mm-hmm.
So these are all fruit bearing plants? Roughly?
One is and one isn't.
Okay.
All right.
in California.
In other words, there's two other ones, I think, but one of them would be commonly...
Some sort of palm.
...considered palm. Food, and then another one is, I'm not sure whether anybody eats it, but it has a seed too big to eat also.
Huh.
What do... What do sequoias have? Like sequoias and redwoods? I don't actually know.
But those contain many little seeds.
Mm. Right.
This is just one giant seed.
We do not know.
No stone fruit.
Should I just tell you what?
Yeah, tell us. Because I'm afraid we don't know.
Yeah, the mango is one.
Oh.
And the Osage orange. Now, I'm not familiar with what that really looks like or whether people eat it, but that seed, I know the seed is quite strange and rather large. So these things tend to just grow where they fall unless humans move them around and plant them.
All right.
Thanks for your interesting show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the question. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from the North Shore of Lake Superior in northeast Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
I'm glad you got your fog back. We've got our nice cool temperatures of 63 degrees.
Good.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Let's see. I had a bunch of stuff here. I've got all these scribbly notes. You're still looking for one of the crops?
Yes.
And it wasn't cotton or sugar cane?
Correct.
It's neither of those.
Neither of those. Okay, then I give up. Uncle, on that. Let me see. UNESCO sites, the World Heritage sites, I don't know which ones you have already.
We have Russia, the UK, France, China, Italy, and the US.
Okay, so Italy, Vatican?
Nope.
Nope. Machu Picchu?
Countries.
Nope, not Peru.
What's Easter Island?
No.
Okay. Well, let's see. I don't know if I have anything else here.
We're almost out of time, I'm afraid.
Okay. I've got some questions. Can I give you a couple quick ones?
Just one, I think. That's all we have time for.
Okay. In 1956, what was called a Zenith Space Command when it was first introduced?
Television?
Remote.
No, remote control. Remote control.
Yeah, right. You guys are fast. Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry. We don't. We have to go because we have to clean up here.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Appreciate it very much. And all right, let's clean up here, Kira.
All right. The last crop we were looking for was cassava.
Obviously.
Oh.
Right. The other countries on the top 10 list for UNESCO sites were Spain with 46, Germany with 42, India with 36, and Mexico with 34. And finally, the 2015 scripted show that made the Nielsen top 10 2015 was the finale of The Blackness or Blacklist.
I've got none left.
Nothing.
Everyone's
okay.
Picked them up, yeah.
All right. The world currencies, nobody got. The lek is Albania. The tala is Samoa. Cordoba is Nicaragua. The dirham is Morocco. The president who had a great-grandfather who fought at Gettysburg and is buried in the same Gettysburg Cemetery where Lincoln gave his address was Nixon. If I didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to our panel tonight, Kira Pace. Thank you very much, Kira. Jeremy Horowitz. Thank you very much, Jeremy. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to David Latulipe and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We appreciate it very much, and we hope you'll join us next Sunday at 7 p.m. Take care. Bye-bye.
You ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis.